let's hear a little bit from some of these offensive guys from today, and let's start with the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. I think there's a feeling among the fans, and I don't believe it to be inaccurate, which is that this team's going to go as far as Ryan Tannehill will take them this year. And obviously, year two, you'd expect him to be more comfortable than year one. Here's what he said about that.
Well, last year at this time, my head was spinning. I was just trying to figure out how things worked. Didn't really know, how the day went, how the off season went, how practices went. Being into the year, I'm completely comfortable. Now I can go out and focus on all the little things that go into the game.
Huge difference from this time last year. Just, you can't even start to explain how big of a difference it is.
Well, he's got a foundation. I mean, he went through a season and, he played every single game, so he knows exactly what to expect. And so the foundation that he built last year, it's great. And this is where it's going to start paying dividends with him. And he knows what to expect when you walk out there on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, Keith.
Absolutely.
And until you do it, you have no idea what that feels like. He's done that now 16 times. And so he knows exactly what to expect. He knows what he's going to see. He knows what he can do. And he knows what he can't do. I know I can throw this ball and make it work because I did it in college, but I know I can't throw this one that used to work for me in college because I know from experience it doesn't work in this league. So, those things are all things that you build on from that foundation. And, we talked about earlier. I mean, he's gone from being a young guy coming in and maybe being a guy that'll get to play a little bit at this time last year. Yeah. To a bona fide starter and a leader on this football team.
And think back to last year, not even OTAs, but he was competing against two veterans, the incumbent MVP of the team in Matt Moore and David Garrard, another veteran. All the talk was let the young guy learn. Well, now he is the leader in the locker room. He is the leader in the huddle. And he's got 16 games, almost more than he started in college, under his belt. So he's got an opportunity from the very start to step in the first huddle in the first OTA practice today as the starting quarterback without question for this team. So now it's just about perfecting his craft rather than competing. You talked about earlier, Kim, always looking over your shoulder. Ryan Tannehill is no longer looking over his shoulder. He's looking forward for this team and helping move this team forward. Simple as that.
All right, Mike Wallace, this was his first day out there in front of the media, running around with his teammates. Here's what he had to say after practice about the mentality around the locker room in Miami.
We just have to stay hungry like we are. I feel like every day everybody comes in with a great attitude, willing to work, really young team. So that's all they know. Everybody has the college mentality around here. So, it's a lot different coming from where I come from with older guys. But I think everybody's hungry. Everybody wants to get better. Everybody wants to be where we need to be, and that's in a winning record.
Wallace went from a place where he was one of the young guys to being one of the veteran guys now. And you can tell he's mentioned it a couple of times now. This is a very youthful team, and he seems to be feeling that and maybe even feeding off it to a certain extent.
And I like that. Look, there's one thing about having put a lot of – I think what the Dolphins have done, you put a lot of young players now that can be with you for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, which in this league these days is a long time in this league. And so a young team that you can grow, and if you have success, those guys are going to be around. I like that feeling. But he's right. He's coming from you think of stable franchises and successful franchises, and you put Pittsburgh right up there with the mix of them. So the attitude – the one thing you hope with a guy like Mike Wallace is that he can find some way to bring that attitude of a franchise that's stable and wins all the time and try to inject some of that into this locker room because they need it, no doubt about that.
It's certainly a different vibe. I mean, Pittsburgh, he had Ben Roethlisberger as a quarterback that had led that team to Super Bowls. It was a veteran team. You got Mike Tomlin, just a whole different organization and a way to do things. So for a guy like Mike Wallace, he's trying to take his skill set and his ability to lead and affect an offense and kind of merge it in. It's a little bit different when you're dealing with Ben Roethlisberger than you're dealing with Ryan Tannehill, a young quarterback that's trying to come into his own, be the leader of the team versus dealing with a quarterback that was the established leader of a team. But I think like dealing with the heat and all the other issues, this team has got a lot of new pieces that are coming together, whether it be older veterans or be young rookie draft choices, and they're going to need time for everyone to kind of to find their niche, whether it be offensively or defenses or special teams. And that's what this time, these OTAs are going to be about, is coming together as a team and figuring out what is the Dolphin way, not the Steeler way. What is the Miami Dolphin way of doing things?
Yeah, and that's going to be set up by guys like Ryan Tannehill that are young and here and sort of taking control of the team. Another one of those guys, Brian Hartline. He's really emerged as a leader on the Dolphin offense. And this time last year, you know, we were getting our first look at these Joe Philbin practices, and we were all talking about, man, they're running around pretty quick out there. Here's what Hartline had to say after practice today about the tempo of practice.
Again, it's hard to prepare for. So, you know, we won that tempo last year, but we all agree that we really didn't get to the pace that we wanted to. So really coming off the first day and kind of establishing that pace and having high expectations on the pace of play. So it was even faster than last year the way we were going today. I mean, it takes a toll out of you, but it's for the good reason. And everyone's buying in. So, it's hard to get going. It's going to be good for us in the end.
Couple of different things about tempo. One, the practice tempo. Let's start there, and then I want to talk about game tempo. But practice tempo, that's what Hartline's talking about. It's them, you know, running during training camp last year, multiple practices at once, basically. It's running from drill to drill. It's no wasted time. These are the kinds of things that really help with conditioning and getting as many reps as possible for as many guys.
And that's it. Getting as many looks at these guys as you can right now. It'll carry over into the training camp. They'll continue to do it. And not to be lost, you mentioned, is the conditioning that comes along with this. I mean, these guys are out there, and I mean, I saw a handful of guys in midway through practice. I mean, they were sucking wind out there, and it tells you, and you know, now's the time to get in condition. Now's the time to be, you know, get yourself in that kind of shape, and so they'll do it, because the guys that are coming here for the first time, the guys that are coming here from the West Coast or coming from different parts of the country, you can say what you want. Oh, it's humid, yeah. But until you get out there and run around in it, you don't know how different it is and how you've got to get yourself prepared to play in this kind of a climate.
You know, Kim, days like today, actually, I'm sure as a free agent, you're sitting there saying, what did I get myself into? I'm thinking about Tyson Claybaugh coming from Atlanta in a dome stadium. Yeah. He hasn't experienced this kind of heat and humidity in the sun. You think, oh, it was raining this morning, although it'll be nice and cool. He doesn't realize what that does to that field and that heat rising up. So you've got to go through it. You've got to get your body in shape. And I can't imagine watching that practice, having to come in and then be at that tempo from day one. It wasn't like they eased their way in. Coach Philbin blew that whistle, and the tempo was 200 miles an hour from start to finish. So we talked about guys not being here. Each and every day, it helps you get in that shape so you can do what this team needs to do come the fall.
Yeah, so that's one part of tempo in practice. What takes place tempo and pace is what takes place in practice. The other part of it is in the games. And we said so many times last year they want to run an up-tempo offense. They want to run more plays. They want to, you know, snap the ball when there's 30 seconds on the play clock or whatever it is. But they ended up running middle of the pack when it came to number of plays last year, because if you're not moving the chains, well, then you can't run the fast-paced offense, because you're going to have your defense out there the entire time. So Joe Philbin had a lot to say about that today as well.
I think the biggest thing, Barry, that we've talked about is, you know, being able to move the chains, I think, really is the one deciding thing that gets you the opportunity to call more plays and play faster. So I think to that degree, the more weapons you have on offense, you got to believe that helps your percentages of getting more first downs and creating that type of tempo you just mentioned.
There you go. So you got to be able to pick up first downs. Otherwise, you can talk all you want about having a fast pace and a no huddle and everything else, but if you can't pick up the first down, you can't stay on the field. You can't do that.
It's hard to be an up-tempo team when you're a dink-and-dunk football team, right? And unfortunately, you know, that's not what Joe Philbin envisioned last year from this football team. But when you look at it and you've only got two receivers that can catch more than 15 balls in the course of a year for you, you become a dink-and-dunk type of a team, and then you can't be an up-tempo, in-your-face, no-huddle-all-the-time type of football team with that kind of productivity. And so the Dolphins need to be – and look, they addressed it with all the receivers. They addressed it with all these different people to try to get this team to be, you know, a stretch-the-field type of team, giving you the – you know, you had three or four more yards to the average yards per play on this football team, and all of a sudden it's a whole completely different personality you've got out there.
It really is, and you look at this team and what they're going to accomplish, and you know, we talked about it before the start of OTAs a couple weeks ago. What do we need? What does the team need to do better? And what are the things that sustain those drives? And then when you get in the red zone, capitalize, and they're working on that on a day-to-day basis. And with that frenetic pace, if you can, you know, put together drives and not dink and duck and get chunk yardage and then ultimately get the ball in the end zone, you know, think about the home field advantage that this team is going to have with this heat humidity, you're going to tire teams out in the first half, and you're going to demoralize them in the second half with this kind of pace that doesn't stop. But it's got to be moving the chains, or the pace doesn't mean anything.